Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babun Nahi Anil Iftikhari Wal Baghi, the chapter on the prohibition of boasting and arrogance. This is one sickness and one internal problem that many people have but don't realize it, that this arrogance and this boasting, person thinking himself to be very good. Doesn't matter who we are, we must always be careful, we must always be on guard, that shaitan doesn't get us carried away by considering ourselves that we are better than other people. Remember something, we explained this before, that there's a difference between a person seeing wrong and regarding wrong to be wrong. This is something we have to do at all times, and a person also will have to educate other people as far as what wrong is concerned, etc. That's a separate issue. Here this chapter is speaking about where a person now is considering himself to be very great. That I woke up today for tahajjud namaz, I'm so great. So many people never read the tahajjud namaz. Or today I was early for fajr salah, look how late that fellow came, he missed one rakat. So now what we start doing is we start thinking good of ourselves and we start looking down at others. This is something that is very, very dangerous. All the time we should be worried that what is my condition of my actions? That is my actions accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala? Is it accepted in the sight of Allah Ta'ala? So this quality of pride, arrogance is something that is not liked at all. So we have to be very careful. This is something we have to be on guard. In fact, ulama explained that one of the last internal sicknesses to leave a person, when a person is on the process of reformation, one of the last sicknesses to leave him is the sickness of pride. Pride is there that will go very, very last. So therefore, one of the advices also is, a person feels that he's suffering from this pride, he's making effort to get rid of it, but it should not stop him from doing good actions. He must carry on with the good actions. A day will come, Allah Ta'ala will put the genuine ikhlas in the heart. So this is a quality that leaves a person very, very last. It's mentioned about Abu Jahl that when he was killed, that such high level of pride he had that before he could be killed also, he said that, cut my neck from lower down. So when my head is placed with all the other heads of all the people that were killed in battle, my head will be higher than everyone else's head. Even in that condition, my head will stand out. And this is what you call pride. That even at the time of death also, a person is worried that he must have that shan and he must have that maqam. I must have that position over everyone else. So Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah save us from the sickness of pride and self-conceit. That we think very great of ourselves. Actually, a true Muslim is one that is very concerned that, is my action accepted? Is it not accepted? All the time he's checking himself and he's not getting carried away by his own actions. If he gets the tawfiq of doing any good, fazl-e ilahi, it is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the grace of Allah ta'ala that I was able to do a good action. And if it wasn't for Allah ta'ala, I would never ever have been able to do any good action. He attributes all the good actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't attribute anything to himself. So the first ayat of the Quran Sharif that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brought from Surah Najm, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Do not ascribe purity towards yourself. Do not consider yourselves to be very, very pure. In other words, very pious. Don't consider yourself to be very pious, very pure. He knows best who is the most pious. Allah Ta'ala knows best who is the most pious person. That is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are like all in a race here in this world. We are all in a race that we're trying to get the best position in akhirat. So each one of us is trying to see what we will come out on the day of Qiyamah. When they're given our book of deeds, it will be like a report. Then we'll see what we came out, each one of us, what we came out, how we did. So before we even finish the finish line, before we even reach to the end line, how can we consider ourselves to be the winners of the race? We don't even know whether we will finish the race properly. So therefore, we must all be on guard that what is my condition. Now this, as I explained, mustn't stop a person from doing right and doing wrong and assuming or seeing right to be right and seeing wrong to be wrong. And when it comes to stopping the wrong, he must stop the wrong. This should not be a barrier. Sometimes people misconstrue that I don't consider myself to be good, so now this becomes a barrier between me and stopping wrong. Where wrong is taking place, I have to speak out against it, I have to try and correct it, I have to see what I can do to correct the wrong in some manner that is most appropriate. I must see what I can do. These are two separate issues. The next ayat of the Quran in Surah Shura, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسَ وَيَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, there will be blame only for those who oppress people and who unjustly rebel on earth. A painful punishment shall be the lot of these people. People that commit oppression, etc. Generally, the main cause of this is what? It's pride, considering ourselves better than other people. So what's there if I can consider, if I oppress a person? When a person has very high regard for someone because of his influence, or because of his financial position, then you find he won't oppress that person. But this poor person, a person of low regard, people don't give him much of a consideration, then to oppress that person becomes very easy. Therefore, you have to be very careful, especially when you've got people working for us, servants, sometimes maids, etc. It doesn't mean that they have poor background, they don't have much recourse in terms of action. We can just take advantage of them in terms of their times, take advantage of them in terms of the work that we give them. We must be very, very careful that we shouldn't be the ones oppressing. It should not be such that on the day of Qiyamah, they are now taking away our amal, our good deeds. Why? Because we oppress them in this world. We'll do one hadith and we'll terminate for today. عن إياد بن حمار رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى أوحى إلي أن تواضعوا حتى لا يبغي أحد على أحد ولا يفخر أحد على أحد. رواه مسلم. حضرت إياد بن حمار رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah revealed to me. Who's saying this? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that Allah revealed to me that you should be humble, so that none transgresses against another and none is boastful over another. This hadith mentioned Muslim Sharif and Ibn Majah. Now imagine when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to be humble, despite his status, despite his maqam, his position, his knowledge, his character, his physical features, the amount of love that his followers had for him, etc. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being told that you should be humble. That you should be humble. In other words, for all of us, we all should be humble. How much more we need to bring humility. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was told, then be humble. So the result of adopting humility, as the hadith explains, is that no one will oppress others. Similarly, no person will boast about his achievements, because he realizes them to be a gift from Allah Ta'ala, who may snatch them away at any point. Allah Ta'ala can snatch away that gift at any point. Ulama explain, whatever good, or whatever gift, whatever favor a person enjoys from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not him that has created that situation. It's not his achievement. It's merely a reflection of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like you've got a big mirror here, and the sun is shining on the mirror, and the mirror is giving off that bright light. We won't say it's the light of the mirror. We won't say that mirror has got a very powerful globe inside that's giving off that light. But what's happening is the sun is hitting against that mirror. That mirror is just reflecting that light of the sun. So when a person gets any type of achievement in this world, he gets any type of achievement that is worthy to be called an achievement, really, that is truly an achievement, a person should always remember that all this is a reflection of the light and the fazl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a thing I did on my own. If Allah ta'ala takes away that light, like that light of the sun, if it goes away, that mirror will be complete darkness. Take a mirror out outside at night where there's no light, it won't give any light. Why? Because that mirror now is not getting the light of the sun. So if that light and that grace from the side of Allah Ta'ala is not there, we will also be complete darkness. We will have nothing to show. So whatever we're enjoying is the favor and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we should always attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. Don't attribute it to ourselves, and then you'll find it will be very easy to become humble. Everything I got is from Allah. If Allah tomorrow wants to take it away, He can take it away. It's nothing of minds. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.